Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Cooking for her today.
We are making really beautiful pork chops, but they're sort of huge. We're going to carve them down off the bone. We rendered the fat out, we carved them, but they're in the oven. Proper.
I mean, look
creamy.
At this. Tom, have you seen the size of them? Deli, do they even fit in the oven?
Just about.
Just about.
We're making proper, creamy mashed potatoes.
Are we?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Just straight up.
I didn't know that.
Cream, butter, and lots of black pepper.
Oh,
I'm getting a hug from that. And then we're doing some fried onions and apples. So it's and a cider reduction gravy, porky cider
this
gravy.
This is like the best old school pub meal.
Yes, it's like a really sort of grounding, simple, clear, heralding Ireland in some kind of way.
Sorry,
I think.
We've been very busy this week. I had no idea what we're cooking.
It's
I'm so
quite,
happy.
It's been a week, because what did we do last night?
Yes, Mum had a book signing at Hatchard's. 1757 this was built, so I think maybe one of the oldest bookshops in the country. Mm-hmm. And it was very special. It was sort of like a Victorian Christmas
it
inside.
It was so twinkly.
So twinkly. And the gorgeous architecture, this beautiful spiral of a staircase going all the way up to the top of this building. I mean, I'm sure a lot of people know this. It's on Piccadilly. I've never been in.
I can't believe I'm a bookshop nut. I love bookshops. I love books. And, you know, when she was a kid, we would go to bookshops. It's one of my favourite mm-hmm. things. Never been to Hatchard's. And it just felt like, I felt really like, oh, I'm with like authors.
Yeah, it was a really special thing.
It was beautiful. There was Michael Rosen was there, Gilbert and George were there with their new artwork, Russell Tovey was there, Dolly Alderton was there. There was like this amazing array of people, and Fuchsia Dunlop, who've had their literary output this year, signing books and stuff. And I was like, I'm in that gang.
No, not just that, like, listen, I can't really express enough how much me and Mum didn't have any money when I was a kid. So the fact that we left and then we were next to Fortnum and Mason, and we went in, we got a special little thing, and I was just like,
we only got a couple of special things, obviously. A
couple of special things,
so I picked
my
up
mother.
A box of Christmas cards. I thought, oh, they're nice.
40.
So I didn't get those.
No.
I got salami.
But then we walked out already feeling like, God, we're so lucky, and what amazing things are happening to our lives and our careers. And then Mum's book was in the front of Hatchard's.
It was in the window in this Christmassy display.
That was like, stomachy, I know.
Yeah, it was stomach. Like a real moment for me.
Yes.
I got a little choked up. I got a little emotional.
I thought of us as the young me and you in West London, never knowing it, you know, any of what
like
was going to happen with our lives.
Windows.
Yeah. So it was a beautiful night for my mummy.
It was very
yesterday.
Nice.
Thank
beautiful.
You, darling. I need to get the pork chops.
And drinks wise?
Oh, yes. Christmas spiced golden milk, which is the golden milk I make a lot. But it's my signature, and I really want to spread the word. Cinnamon, bit of pimento, bit of star anise, and nutmeg. I actually can't wait. And then we've also got a bottle of Verve.
And a little turmeric to make it golden.
And a little turmeric to make it golden. Yeah, and then a bit of Verve, because Zowie would love a bit of fish, she said.
Yes, we've got some Verve out, and I have found a Sakura cherry blossom liqueur that we can put in it just to make it extra.
I know you're here! We were going to make you eggnog, but it's got rum in it. And you were like, no spirits. I was like, okay. So we switched it up at the end, and we're having this spiced golden milk.
Oh, heaven.
Which if you haven't had,
and
you really
also,
need to experience.
Oh, my God.
And then a bottle of Verve.
Oh, my God. Yeah, they got the
business
going on.
And we were like, get the Verve.
And also, now you've got a baby, you see.
And a young mum, new mum drinking is probably a kind of new area. You've got to be kind of trepidatious.
Young mum drinking, I think, it's an important facet of life. We mustn't disallow. You know, it's so weird, right? Because so many people, when they have a baby, think they have to have a personality transplant.
Absolutely correct.
I find it very weird.
Andy.
And it's very new generation stuff.
This is going to be me basically
getting
all the mum advice.
The lowdown. Oh, yeah, for
the
me.
The lowdown from
you. Andy's parenting school.
It's interesting, actually.
She's like, whatever.
No, but now that I'm getting older, and I realised that we're so similar ages. We're both 39.
We are. When are you 40?
Yeah, well, quite exactly.
But let's say it with pride.
40.
When are you 40?
Absolutely, I'm 40 next year. I'm 40 in April.
And
when are you 40?
July.
Yeah, no, I
July.
It. I was like, when's Zoe?
No, when's I'm the young this? One. Yeah. I'm the summer baby. So I get to just watch with glee while everyone's like, gosh, you know, this is really
it's a good
challenging.
Thing.
What are we so scared
of? It's because you've been sold the idea that, especially if you're in the arts in any way,
yes.
This is you done.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
This is you cashing your chips.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yes, well done. Thank you for your service.
Thank you for your service. Here's a box of eye cream and see you later. This
have a nap. Have a nap, especially for women, right? Have a nap, love. Go on, off you pop. We met Helen Mirren, Dame Helen Mirren.
I did, you did.
No, I did in my L'Oreal campaign. And
excuse me.
And what's the she did
just
L'Oreal thing? What's
just
the new?
Soft.
We're age perfect.
We're
and well worth it.
When she said, I'm just doing this L'Oreal job, I was like, okay, that's quite a big deal.
And
then she went, she's me and Helen Mirren. I was like, I'm sorry.
And it was me, Joe Wiley, Kelly Hoppen, and then Helen Mirren as well, who was just a joy. But she said when she turned 30, she went, everything changed for her. She's that much older, so you can imagine then. So now you're thinking 40. Back then it was actually 30 was your crossover moment.
What a short time.
I mean, absolutely ridiculous. And she said she had this horrible moment in her career, in her life, where she said she thought, oh, you didn't want me because I was good. You wanted me because I was young. And she said it was a heartbreaking thing. And then she got Silent Witness and everything changed.
Yeah, it's like the Helen Mirren effect, the Sigourney Weaver effect, you know, these women who...
Judi Dench, all like, you
know... Like, you're right, had to basically wait until people knew that they were good.
I mean, how
it's
insulting.
It's just so bizarre when you think about it.
Deeply insulting.
Which is, but I mean, do we not also see them as these examples of, for our generation, right?
Oh,
how good is that?
It's like you having a little
cup.
Golden milk moment, isn't it?
It's so easy. It's oat milk, almond milk, whatever you want, and then turmeric as your base to get it all yellow. And then you just start adding little bits of whatever, nutmeg, a bit of cinnamon. We put a bit of allspice,
ginger,
vanilla bean paste in. It's just, I have it every morning, every night. It's the best.
It's so, at this time of year, it's the most delicious thing. You can give it to your baby.
I was going to say, I sort of feel like I'm at the breast.
It's totally.
You've been
fitting.
You've been feeding for months. It's time to feed you.
It's time to feed.
Thank you, Makisa. I knew I came here for a reason. I'm glad I'm not sharing the spotlight, actually.
Actually.
Like, this is a Taylor-made.
See, this works really well. This works kind of fine for me, funnily enough.
Sure, you can find anyone to come down.
Yeah, right. She's like, I'm not taking anyone. Why would I want to do that?
I don't want any more dependents around me.
Some Chambord in your champagne. It's black raspberry liqueur, and it's less alcoholic than wine.
Really?
Yeah, we checked.
Do you know, I am so great with will watch you experiment because I love. Yeah,
it's
a pretty thing.
Party in
the
glass.
There's also sakura cherry blossom.
I said to you, you're not getting
liqueur too.
It's too much.
Well, when you open a great bottle of champagne, I mean, I'm just. Go into my purest
okay, so
mode.
A little cheers for the Marvel chat.
Cheers. Another cheers. Oh, yeah. Ushering in the
Living
Marvel
with
chat.
Living with intention.
Living with intention.
With
intention.
We love that.
Absolutely.
But, it, you know, see, that sounds like it could be quite a facile kind of statement, but actually it's... These are the words I've lived by.
Yeah.
Living within, you know, I mean, not necessarily described it to myself that way, but it's the things that made me, you know, when I had no money,
yeah.
and I was struggling with a kid on my own and stuff, at least I knew...
I was good in my heart.
Yeah.
You've got to get your heart right. Because what I find is if I don't do that, I get really sad.
Oh, you do?
Like properly sad, like heart sick. Like I feel bad, and you know I cry weirdly, and you
not
know when
I did
a project, and it just wasn't right, and the people I was working with was just not right.
Yeah,
and I felt so sad, and everybody was going, "Oh, you're gonna walk, Andy," and everybody thought I was making a real because they had loads of money, they were doing all this stuff, and I, you know what happened? I stopped being able to cook.
Yeah,
I couldn't cook good food.
Yeah,
because it was just not right, and I found myself standing in the middle of there, and Kay Tempest, that incredible poet, they were doing a sound check and came on and did this poem, and I stood there and there were tears streaming down my face, and I went, I've got to leave, because they were so in themselves, like properly rooted, and I was like, this is my people.
Yeah. It's really important. And, you know, I get so much from listening to your interviews, reading your interviews, you know, everything that you talk about in terms of, living with intention or just trying to find joy and the right kind of gratitude in the, you know, spaces that you've been in and how it's all led to, you know, a great place. Anyway, I honestly feel like there are so many things at work, like all the time within us. And I used to think that I was like a human and an artist and they were separate.
Right.
And that I could do things as an artist that as a human wouldn't affect me or something.
Right.
Like there were these two women who were like sisters rather than a single person. And quite honestly, like the most refreshing thing for me has been just letting that membrane between the two of them just be very thin.
Yeah.
Because some of the best advice I've ever got as an actor is the things that you will struggle with as an actor are the things that you will struggle with in life and vice versa. And I was like, God, this is so not true though. Cause like, I just transformed. You know, when you're a teenager at drama school.
I'm so
like,
mercurial.
I actually want to get away from myself.
Right.
You know,
like, right.
Whatever. Yeah, it's just crap advice. And suddenly like,
oh, that's just so,
I'm a chameleon.
So yeah, yeah, exactly.
And
recognize.
Then,
okay.
I'm a creative chameleon.
Oh God, I leave me at the door.
And then you turn 30.
I'm like, whoa. It's all the same. And I'd been through this period of time in my teens where my mum was very, very ill with cancer, and it not looking good at all. And you know,
and now she's 70.
We
Yay.
Knock on that table.
Hey,
we raise that glass.
Victoria,
and I was like, God, what am I gonna do? You know, what am I gonna do about going to drama school? And all this just feels so, you know, traumatic and heavy. And like, what about mum? And I got to drama school and I was like, oh God, everyone can cry on cue. Like, oh, this is so annoying. Like, I can't cry. I guess I'm just not a very good actor. I couldn't cry in my own life.
Yes.
I was so frozen with fear. I was so stuck in survival mode that there was no way of like pausing to
can't open up
become
well, if you
open,
open
and
that
vulnerable
what, who
enough.
Knows what depths that will right. uncover
what do? And, yeah. So I was like beating myself up for this thing that I couldn't do as an actor where I just couldn't get there even on a soul level. And that's when I realized the importance of that advice, and anyway it stuck with me throughout my whole life. But like you're saying, when you're in that environment that you think, but the chef part of me should really be responding to this. It's a great opportunity. Mm. Fantastic. On paper, it looks like this. And I should
horrible.
Be throwing myself.
It's horrible.
And your human spirit is just going, I can't. The journey from the head to the heart is the longest. And sometimes I think,
oh my God,
that's
another golden
that's
one.
That's good.
Journey from the head to the heart. Somebody taking notes. Because
and for me, that has been the journey from like the artist to the human woman.
Every time I know we went really over.
Oh my God.
I was like, Tom, I'm so sorry. He's just got to get to the end of this one.
Oh, like, literally, the longest one to edit this.
Yeah. So fun.
Does anyone care?
It was so fun to actually just like, have you on the table. And God. Be like, let's talk.
Also, I'm genuinely not finished.
I'm genuinely not finished.
There's about 10 more things.
There's like 10 things just from Elizabeth Day's podcast that you did that I wanted.
That you'd like to discuss.
Oh, did you listen to that app with Mum?
Oh, it's amazing.
Oh,
it really was,
thank you.
It really was, Mum. You two are just out here in these streets.
And that's right.
Giving us all so much hope. Aww. And joy. Like I was saying to Makita when I bumped into you that day.
It was the day the Radio Times came out when I saw Zoe.
I was like...
She was like, excuse me, I just saw...
I was like, these women are exactly where they belong. There's clearly someone behind the scenes who understands your value. Food was absolutely out of this world. I feel like the podcast needs to start at the end of the meal because there is still so much food that I need to eat, and now the podcast is over. If Auntie Makita came to my house, there's a lovely sort of French-inspired meal that I did ages and ages and ages ago, which is just dauphinois potatoes with just like a really good piece of beef.
Yep.
Some cavolanero, maybe French bean and Kalamata olive sort of salad that I used to do. It's like a fried salad.
Yeah,
something kind of French.
How does it feel to find out that you and Keats have got a mutual obsession with each other?
Oh, it feels wonderful. I mean, I knew that I wanted to be on this podcast when I saw that they were doing it.
Yeah.
And the fact that we kind of bumped into each other and had this big love in at this point in time when I had genuinely been thinking about her just all feels really kind of cosmic.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.